Dear brothers and sisters, our catechesis today is concerned with Saint Benedict, the father of Western monasticism. The most important source of information on his life is the second book of the Dialogues of Pope Saint Gregory the Great. Writing in a time of turmoil and moral decadence following the fall of the Roman Empire, Pope Gregory believed that the life and rule of Benedict could be a light, leading the people of Europe out of darkness. Benedict was born in 480 in the region of Nursia. He came to Rome to study, but soon left the city so as to live in silence and to please God, He spent some time in a religious community before becoming a hermit in a cave. After struggling victoriously against the fundamental human temptations of pride, sensuality, and anger, he decided to found a monastery at Subiaco. Years later, he established a new community in a mountain, Monte Cassino, to symbolize the public role of a monastery called to be a light shining for the good of the church and society. Indeed, when he died in 547, Saint Benedict left behind a thriving spiritual family and a rule which invites us to search for God in prayer, obedience, and humility while attending faithfully to daily duties and to those in need. In 1964, Pope Paul VI proclaimed Saint Benedict patron of Europe, recognizing the role that his teaching and his disciples had played in shaping Europe's spiritual life and culture. Let us continue to pray that Europe's new unity may be enlightened and nourished by a religious and moral renewal drawn from its Christian roots. I'm happy to greet the English-speaking visitors present to this audience, including the pilgrims from the Archdiocese of Manila and the many groups from England and the United States. May our lives, after the example of Saint Benedict, be lived in humility, prayer, obedience to God, and faithful service to your neighbor. May the Lord bless you and your families.